Oh, hey, I'm Melissa Reynolds.
And I'm Todd Reynolds, coming at you for, wait for it, episode 30 of the podcast, Weeb and Reynolds.
Woo!
30. We made it to 30.
We made it to 30.
Unbelievable.
You're so lucky that
you haven't killed me yet.
Right?
Right.
And we get to sit here and chat.
Yeah, to chat.
And you love it.
To chat.
You're always like, when are we going to record another podcast? Yeah, I want to be famous. I want to be famous, Melissa. When are we going to record
Never
another?
Never said that in my life.
Always. Always wanting to be famous. Always wanting to, like, talk to his people. And
No, just keeping you happy.
Oh,
that's
right.
What it is.
You actually enjoy this.
Oh, I enjoy this, yeah, but it's not for fame.
It's not for fame.
Not
I think
at all.
It is. I think you like the fame that comes with this podcast.
No.
I don't even know how many subscribers we have.
It's not fame.
We're actually watching Murders in the Building, and they have 17 subscribers or something.
Like,
and somebody else has 60,000.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder how many we have. We don't even know. Is it even a thing? Do we have subscribers? I actually think we do, though.
I actually think we do,
because somebody said, I subscribe to your podcast. I was like, you subscribe to our podcast? So we're going to have to figure out how many subscribers. Maybe we should do like a giveaway. If you become a subscriber, we can do a giveaway or something.
What, will they get a Livy Lou shirt like this?
Oh, maybe.
Like
Livy
Lou.
Georgian Bay Design. Livy Lou.
Maybe,
do you know where these are featured? This is going to be our shout out today.
Shout out to who?
The shout out is going to the Tiny Art Shack.
Right on.
Right?
Yeah, Tiny Art Shack.
Yeah.
In Elmville.
In Elmville. And it is the cutest store. It's actually
is
been one
tiny?
Of
the...
It is teeny.
Is it an art shack?
It is.
Oh.
Okay. It's actually been one of my favorite stores for years and years. We went to the Tiny Art Shack for the first time when the shack was in Tina's yard. Loved it. Like, it is the cutest shack. It's the cutest shop. And... we've been going there for years. I don't even know how long it's been around, but it has been around for a long time. They then moved. I think they
were on County Road 6 for a while, weren't they?
Yeah, and then they were on
near
County
Perkins
Road
Field.
6 yeah. near Perkins Field in this other little tiny little shop.
Yeah.
And then they decided, I guess, to go somewhere a little bit bigger, which is Elmville, Main Street in Elmville.
Yeah.
And it's this beautiful, beautiful shop. It's got white floors. It's the decoration, like the window is always beautiful. And
watch for the bubbles. There's always a little bubbles there.
No, I don't think there's bubbles anymore.
No. Oh, well, that's every time I've been there, I've seen bubbles. So
yeah, I don't
look for the bubbles.
No. So our shout out is to Tina because Tina decided to put Livy. So our daughter has a business, Livy Lulu Designs, mm-hmm. and she makes a lot of Georgian Bay clothing. So there's some Georgian Bay locals clothing. There's the windswept tree, and Tina has shopped with Livy before, and she decided to put, and Tammy, they decided to put Livy's clothing in their store.
That's awesome.
And so Livy has had a business since she was 10. She's 16 now, and almost 17, actually. So she's had a business for almost 7 years. She's saved a lot of money.
She asked me when she can start writing things off.
I like that.
I said, you're not quite there yet,
I love
honey.
That, though. So she's had a business for about 7 years. She saved enough money with her business to buy a car. And now she's saving for university or just trying to find the right car. So, you know, somebody like Tina and Tammy and the Tiny Art Shack, you know, taking a chance on a young entrepreneur, a young businesswoman is a huge deal for us.
Yeah.
So we really want to give this shout out to the Tiny Art Shack. Again, one of my favorite stores of all time. It's actually a good thing that I don't live that close to Elmville because I would never leave. It is the most beautiful store. And also just the women in there, when you go in there, they make you feel like you are the most important person in the store. And what it is they have different artisans who sell their product in the store. So they're always showcasing different artisans and they switch it up. Sometimes they have the same things in there every year. Sometimes they switch things up. So yeah, I'm obsessed, like completely obsessed with the store and just also really, and like Olivia had to go through a big process to get her products in the store.
Oh yeah.
Like she had to go through.
Yeah, they did it right, of course.
Yeah, it was, and pretty cool that Livy got to do this because she had to do that on her own. Like we made her do all of that on her own, get her products ready. She has labels and everything. Anyway, so our shout out goes to the Tiny Art Shack. If you've never seen it, you need to go and see it. If you're not from around Penetang, Midland, Elmville area, you need to make a day trip because it is a really cool store. And we're just really appreciative that she's supporting. You know, there's a lot of people that get shirts made and get things made and don't necessarily go with someone local or a young woman entrepreneur, and they did that. So we're really thankful.
Thank you.
So go check it out.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk to you. Oh, and let us know if you love the Tiny Art Shack as well, because I'm not joking when I tell you it is the coolest. It's an experience. It's a complete experience. Like if we go there together, Todd is sitting in the, if he doesn't want to come in, he'll be sitting in the van for at least a half an hour. It's a full experience.
At least.
Emma's favorite jeans come from there.
Yeah.
Favorite jeans.
Because anyway, he'll be talking to the girls for at least half an hour.
For at least.
Yeah.
At least a half
I like
an
to
hour.
Go around, look around, and then leave.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you do. You kind of come.
Yeah, because I like to see what they have.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're such a shopper.
That's my rule.
They have beautiful pottery.
I'm a supportive shopper.
The pottery. The jewel. The magnets. I love the magnets. The candles. Oh, my goodness. You name it. They have it. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about something that we've kind of lived by as parents. Really, really believe strongly in this. Like, especially me, I have always really believed strongly in this, and we've kind of tried to really live by this as parents. Do you know what I'm going to say?
I think so, and I think I never really considered it until you told me about it.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think it's really important. Yeah. Just kind of not to put fears in your kids' heads. So, you know, not to say, like, don't do that because if you do that, this is going to happen to you. Or you can't do that because, like, maybe I don't like doing something, but I'm not going to tell my kid not to do it if they've never thought of it, right? Like if they've never thought, or like even if you're going to talk about a teacher, they might not dislike this teacher. But the second you talk about that teacher in a negative way, they're going to start to think, I don't like that teacher. Or they may have never realized that you don't love your sister-in-law. But if you talk about it in front of them, they're going to start to think, oh, I don't really like that sister-in-law either. Let them make their own choices. Let them make their own assumptions about people or about things.
My sister-in-law is awesome.
She is. You've got a great sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not talking about your sister-in-law.
I know.
Okay.
But if I said to them, if it's me saying about my sister-in-law, I would never say that about my sister-in-law.
You're right.
Yeah.
But if there's someone you don't like, don't say it in front of your kids. Like, just try your hardest. And as they get older, they realize it. They know who's annoying, for sure. They figure it out.
Yeah.
But you don't have to say that to them, and you don't have to agree with them. And if there's a teacher or a principal or like, who knows, you know, just somebody, they don't need to know how you feel about that person, because they really should be making their own decisions. But so one thing that I just thought was really, really cool is Spencer right now, he's on strike. So his university's on strike, unfortunately. He goes to York University. His university's on strike. So he's at home, which has been really dreamy. I've loved it, even though I'm sad that he's on strike. He's got another 5 years left.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be a nurse or a doctor, or he's not going, like, you know, he's going to school right now for dance. So right this minute, it's not something that if he misses a month, that it will hurt his career.
Right.
Right? It will definitely hurt the careers of the people in third and fourth year, probably, but he's in first year. So he's been home. We've been going on walks. He's been supply teaching, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Again, we have not told him the things that could go wrong. He doesn't need to know that. So we've talked a lot about how to be a supply teacher, but we haven't talked about things that could possibly go wrong, because we don't want to put those fears in his head. We want him to go there feeling confident.
Right? Yeah.
So we were in the car today going to York to try to find housing for Spencer. And he was like, you know, it's pretty amazing that Emma has been driving to the city since she got her car when she was 19 years old. And I'm like, yeah, it has. And he's like, she's never even thought that maybe it's scary. I'm like, I know, because I would never say to her that it's scary to drive in the city, or scary to drive on the highway, or scary to drive downtown Toronto. She literally drives since she was 19 years old downtown. And she comes from a small town, so she didn't learn to drive in a big city. She literally drives from Oakville to downtown Toronto, right downtown, on a regular basis to go for gigs, to go for jobs. She was just in a commercial, so she had to drive downtown for that. And just so amazing that she's never even thought that there's a possibility that she doesn't want to do it, because we never said to her that that's potentially scary. because I do feel like a lot of women will say, oh, I don't drive on the highway, or I don't drive at night. But who put that in those women's heads to think that that is a scary thing to do? It's not a scary. If a man doesn't find it scary, why is a woman finding it scary? But I believe it's because someone has told that woman that it's a potentially a scary thing, right? It's not.
No, you know, doomsday sayers will think the worst of everything, right? So it's kind of your mindset as well. What you portray to your kids, they're going to kind of inherit that outlook as well.
Yeah.
So
Spencer's using public transport, like, how do you say it?
Public transit?
Yeah, public transit. And he's, you know, he has figured out the subway system. Mm-hmm. So Todd helped him from an app.
Yeah,
because we don't use it on a regular basis.
I printed the map and I said, here are your stops, blah, blah, blah.
And then he's just figured out, like, one day he's on the phone with me and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just going to buy a gift at Yorkdale. I'm like, you're just on the subway going to Yorkdale? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Because we've never told him that it's potentially scary.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, our biggest advice is not to tell your kids that something is scary. Let them make their own choices. Like, we were just talking to Sarah and she said, well, where does the bug fear come from? Who knows? Like, Emma is terrified of bugs. We don't know where that came from, but that is her choice to be, like, yeah. Not her choice, but that is something that, because Todd and I are not scared of bugs at all. She is scared of bugs. So, but I would hope that when she has kids, she's not going to show that fear to her kids, because let them make the choice to be scared. Not the choice, but let them, you know,
figure out
if they're scared of bugs or if they're not. So I really, 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 when I knew that I wanted to have kids, there are not a ton of things that scare me, but I've tried really hard to, like, not say what scares me, because I don't want them to, like, when she was going.
I don't even think I know what scares you.
I don't know what scares me either.
Well, it would be something, obviously, with family, like.
Well, I really get nervous about people getting hit by a car when they're crossing the street.
Yeah.
That's one thing I get nervous about. And I'm scared of bears.
Oh, bears.
But I'm super intrigued by bears. Like, I'd really like to see one, but I want to be safely in my house.
So you see, that's similar to my snake thing.
Right.
If I know a snake's there, I'm fine. It's the startling factor.
Yes.
I've said it before, and you always make fun of me.
Well, I don't think I'm fine if a bear is there. Like, I don't think I'm outside sitting on the porch and there's a bear.
A bear and a snake are a little different story.
Right. I don't think, but we haven't, like, said, oh my goodness, be terrified of snakes. Except for once I was saying, I was all cool as cucumber. I was on this lily pad.
You got to post that somewhere.
I will post it. It is not an attractive video, but I was on a lily pad and I was like, snakes. No problem. I'm not scared of snakes. What are you talking about? All of a sudden, my sister's recording. All of a sudden, the snake traps me. I have to start going up the lily pad. The snake
It was like a cartoon. Trying to run on a carpet and
I was trying to run on a yellow carpet. Yeah. The snake is following me. I'm stuck on the yellow carpet and I'm screaming. I'm not even really scared of them. But when there's just me and a snake on a yellow carpet, terrifying.
That was great.
And then Emma gets so nervous that she jumps off the dock and she jumps on the lily pad. And then we're both screaming. Amazing. I'm not even scared of snakes. Like, I go swimming in the bay. I see a snake. I don't tell anybody because I really like to swim in the bay.
I'm usually the spotter.
Todd's the spotter.
I spot it out and I say, go this way, like, that way.
And sometimes the kids are a little bit scared. Like, we have a friend who was attacked by an otter, and unfortunately, and, like, we could have really been scared of the bay after that. But I just say, get in the bay, we're going swimming, let's go.
Quote, unquote, from the bay bully.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of
She's been coined.
Yes, yeah, so I'm a bit of a bay bully.
I don't listen to it.
Like, okay, let's face, if you're a little bit nervous of the water, get in, because we are going to swim and then you're not going to be scared of the water because we're going to work through it. None of them have ever been scared. I have a few friends that don't like swimming in the bay with me, unfortunately.
Well, usually you go in and it's like 5
AKA
degrees.
AKA Kathleen.
Yeah. And the other thing is, with their fears, like, we try to address it with them and talk about it to appease them.
Yeah.
But we always try to talk about it in terms of rationality, like, Emma, why are you so afraid of bugs? Has a bug ever really done anything for you to be rationally afraid of it?
Yeah.
And the answer is usually no.
She did get stung by a bee and that really scared her.
Well, yeah. So how many times
has
that happened?
She's terrified of ladybugs.
And again, what's a ladybug done to her?
I know. So that's kind of like, I can't think of a lot of other big fears.
For you?
No, of the kids.
Well, other than, when they were little, the needing to have a nightlight and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Oh, but Spencer likes to make sure all the doors are locked.
Doors are locked, alarms are on.
And then his brother would love if like he was in a full horror movie, Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And another thing that I love is that they also don't have fear of 100% necessarily don't have fear of what other people think of them. Like Livy got her wisdom teeth out a little while ago and she was like, actually both girls, I would never post something that my kids aren't comfortable with. So if you're watching my stories and you're like, I cannot believe that Melissa posts these things, I will never post things that my kids aren't okay with. Like we have a signal and I know that if they do that signal, it means no, it can, or they say this word, it means it can't be posted. It almost never happens.
I don't even know the word because I don't post anything. So,
but I mean like they would say that, but it never happens because they're really quite comfortable.
Yeah.
But like a lot of people said to me, I can't believe that Olivia let you put that stuff on your story. And I was like, she
it's
didn't
funny.
Care.
It's,
she
it's doesn't. Life. Like,
they don't care what people like, think when it comes to their looks. And that to me feels great because I feel like that means that we were comfortable and we're okay with being on, like, I didn't project my fears of maybe my weight or maybe my appearance at some point. So when we talk in front of our kids, they listen and they hear it. And even if you don't think they do, they put that somewhere in their brain and that doesn't go away. So if they think there's a reason they should be uncomfortable about something, they're probably going to be uncomfortable about it if they feel like their parents have told them that they should be uncomfortable about that, right?
Yeah. And it boils down to confidence, you know, like, sure, some people might be different sizes than us, but if they're confident, no one even bats an eye.
And that's what
eye.
Olivia kept saying.
Who cares,
she kept.
Right?
I said, I am pretty impressed that you're comfortable having this on my story. And she goes, it's not who I am. It's not what I look like.
Yeah.
It's just who I look like right now. And it's fine. And I was like, yeah, you know what? It is fine.
Yeah.
And you're adorable. And it's nice to see real.
Yeah.
Like, because that was a lot of real. Her on that story was a lot of real.
Oh, yeah.
So I think because some people do ask us to do podcasts about parenting, I think that would be one of our biggest, you know, one of the biggest things of advice is not to project your feelings onto your kids or, you know, the way that you think or how you feel about someone or what your fears are. I mean, obviously that's going to happen a little bit.
Yeah.
But they don't need to know if you're scared to drive at night. They don't need to know if you might be terrified of them going to a party, but it's kind of what teenagers do.
Yeah.
And if you trust them and you give them the tools and they know, like I just always say to them, I will always find out. And then you'll ruin it for yourself in the future. So we just say like, we'll find out. So if there's things.
Yeah, usually if you're asking about it, then they have a sense that you know about it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, so that's the thing, right? Like if you're terrified of your kids going to a party, you need to trust them a little bit. You need to give them that trust and not project your fears onto them.
Yeah. And the other thing is that, you know, they get inundated by these messages from social media all the time, right? They're always going to revert back to what mom and dad do, you know? So sure, they're probably influenced by these platforms, but the foundation starts at home, right? And not only that, you know, they got friends, and they might not have the same supportive environment at their place, and they might have fears, you know. So they can take the lessons that they've learned from us, or the mind frame at least, and maybe help them, you know. Because I hear kids talking about a lot of different things, like, "Well, does that ever happen to you?"
Yeah,
you know, like, when has that ever happened? You know, like, well, I saw it on whatever. I'm like, yeah, well, have you ever experienced? Do you know anyone that's gone through it?
Mm-hmm. We're not also trying to say that our kids always do the right thing. They don't.
Gosh, no.
So, like, a lot of people think, you know, because I story and I talk about the kids and the kids are on the story and stuff, they think that they do all the right things all the time. They don't.
Oh, no.
Because no kid is perfect.
And no, we're not perfect either.
Exactly. Well,
kidding me? Especially not me, according to you.
No, but you know, they're going to make mistakes and they're going to figure that out and they're going to have fears of their own. But I really think that if we don't project our fears onto them, then it just seems to go better, be better.
Yeah. Like I've always said, you know, you have to be safe. And when they were little, I'd say, don't do that because, you know, you hurt yourself, whatever. So, you know, there's safety versus
irrational fear.
Irrational fear. Right? Yeah. Like, don't jump off the roof.
But I've also, yes, exactly.
Don't jump off the roof into the pool. Don't do it.
That's silly.
Yeah.
And like we...
Would I have done it? Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody, yes, but, I know. Somebody said to me, I can't believe you're letting like Emma go to that party. I'm like, but she has to have these experiences before she leaves us.
Yeah. You don't want them experiencing it away from home where if they need you, you're not there.
Exactly. They need to experience some things while you're home. So, you know, if you're letting them go to the parties or you're letting them drive, like Olivia said, I'm going to drive to Wonderland this summer. I was like, in my head, I was like, a little bit nervous. And then I said, you're absolutely driving to Wonderland this summer. I totally agree. You're driving to Wonderland. In my like gut, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's driving to Wonderland this summer. But I'm not going to say that to her.
She needs a little help navigating, probably.
Probably. We've also told her there is no one screaming in the car as you're driving.
And again, we won't know, but hopefully.
We might know because there might be a little camera in that car. Just joking.
Or are you?
Anyway, so just like our parenting tip would be not to project your fears onto them and let them take risks and let them make mistakes and chat about those mistakes after. Even if you're super annoyed with them, they need to be able to make mistakes and they need to know that they can come to you if they've made a mistake.
It builds a better relationship.
And we're not always great at that. Like sometimes they get really yelled at.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like maybe we'll talk about the 30 assignments at some point.
Have we not spoken about
that? I don't
know.
Have we talked about that? A little bit. Yeah. Maybe we haven't told the full story. Maybe we need to have Spencer here for the full story.
If we have Spencer here, then we have to have Emma here.
Yes, we need to have both.
Because she was part of that.
You're right.
Because we didn't know how to work Google Classroom.
We didn't know how to work Google Classroom, so we couldn't even investigate. Yeah. You're right.
At that time.
Right.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
To close, I will ask you. What do you call a lady who is in the middle of a tennis court?
I have no idea. What do you call a lady?
Annette. Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, everyone. Hopefully this helped. If you have any questions, we would love you to comment and ask questions. Comment on what you like on our Instagram page, which is We've Been Reynolds. We have a podcast page. We'd love if you shared it. And maybe we'll do a giveaway at some point. All right.
Maybe. I won't know. I'll just be told.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right, everyone. Yeah. Have a great day. Till next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was a tight closer right
there.
Right?
You like that one. Summer days will always stay with